Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Operator, or could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded.
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show.
I say this calls for action, and now.
And I know. That my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest.
Don't hang up.
No, no.
Don't you do it now.
Don't hang up. No, no.
Don't hang up today on the Christian Car Guy Show. Yes, don't hang up. And it really is our quest. I think you'll understand that as the show goes on today, that we're on a quest not to hang up. And you might have noticed the first soundbite there was from Electric Light Orchestra. That was from 1977 in the song Telephone Line. And interestingly, sort of in a time capsule, these went backwards in time. I didn't realize that until I put it together. But anyway, the next was Jim Croce with the song Who Could Forget It, Operator. The number on the matchbook is old and faded. It always gets to me. But anyway, followed by Frank Sinatra, Who Could Forget That, from 1965, where he dreamed the impossible dream. But that's where we got the word quest, right? Because that's the quest that we are on today. And the quest is Don't Hang Up by the Orlans in 1963. So today's show, as always, on the Christian Car Guy Show, is brought to you by Hebrew Letter, like Sesame Street. So our Hebrew letter today is the letter Tet, which, really cool letter. It means goodness. It's the word that you would find when God made all that stuff, and he said it was good. That Tov idea starts with the letter Tet, and it's the ninth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it looks sort of like a pregnant person, because 9 months to get pregnant, you get a baby. That's good stuff, right? So all that goes together with the letter that we're featuring today. And I would mention, as you might guess, that we're going through the 119th Psalm on my podcast every day. And, you know, I hope you listen to that. And we go into all this stuff in great detail every single day. I really enjoy doing it. It's only 7 or 8 minutes. But tomorrow I got really a cool thing that on the weekends I usually play classic interviews of some kind that I had at some point in time. So I got just a little bitty soundbite from what the podcast that we're going to have tomorrow on the Christian Car Guy podcast is the interview I did with G. Gordon Liddy from the year 2009, right after GM fired President General Motors. They interviewed me on the G. Gordon Liddy Show. And so here's a little sound bite I thought you might enjoy from this particular time capsule back from 2009 with the Christian Car Guy.
It's time to duck and cover.
This is the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back with my guest, Robbie Dillmore. And I noticed from your bio that you work for Truth Broadcasting, and you have three radio shows, Christian Car Guy, Robbie's Hobbies, and ChristianSwapShop.com. And I understand the enterprises, but I don't quite understand the Christian connection. Well, what is God doing in the car business? I mean, if there was ever a business that needs God right now, it's the car business.
And so there was. I'm going to have the whole interview tomorrow. I think it's about 27 or 8 minutes. It's really fascinating. with G. Gordon Liddy, who went himself to be with the Lord earlier this year. So I thought it was really cool that we have that. And it's there at ChristianCarGuy.com, like all our podcasts. But that kind of fits in that little time capsule with God in the car business in 2009. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the show. But getting back to our quest, right? So years ago, I heard this story. And sometimes you hear a story that just gets down into your soul, right? It gets down in there somewhere and you can't ever get it out. And this is one of those stories. And really, ever since I heard the story, it has been my quest. You know, if deep down inside I knew this was my quest, and I really have isolated it recently to go, you know, Robbie, that really is your quest. So there once was a man, after losing his wife, and really she was the love of his life, and the poor man in sadness, he turned to God, really for the first time in his life. And not only turned to God, but he turned to God in prayer, and he said that it was like picking up the phone and calling his dearest friend. And as time went on, he would pick up the phone more and more in prayer to talk to his friend. As you might imagine, the relationship grew and grew. And he picked up the phone more and more until one day, and you guessed it, he never hung up. Wow. I mean, I don't know about you, but how cool would it be if we picked up the phone to talk to God and we never hung up? You know, I can see really more clearly than ever that you know, that is my quest. And so, along my quest today, since I'm flying solo and I need your help, I need the calls, because you don't want to listen to me for the whole hour. So you got to call us. I'm wondering, you know, what is your strategy in not hanging up on God? What is it that you do throughout the day? I need your wisdom. This is my quest. I hope it's your quest that we don't hang up with God. So I'm wondering for you, 866-348-7884, right? You got wisdom. I know you got wisdom. In ways that you've done this and that you stay connected to God. Well, I would love to hear that from you. 866-348-7884. So I've been studying the word and memorizing, you know, the 119th Psalm as I go on there, but I still feel like I'm miles from the finish line. But I would note that the man in the story, and this has to do with our letter Tet for today, right? I would note, and don't let me down, I don't see the lines lighting up here. So, you know, I need your help. I'm just here by myself. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So I would note that the man in my story, he had an advantage. I don't know if you ever thought about it, but the man in the story has an advantage I don't have, right? Oh, there's the phone ringing. Thank you. So his advantage was he was afflicted, right? He had grief and he had loss. Well, as you might imagine, King David, he shared something similar in the Tet section, or the goodness section of the 119th Psalm. In fact, verse 67 says, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I've kept thy word." Verse 71 is even more spectacular for me. It says, "It's good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." And see, thus, like the Tet itself, or like, if you can picture the pregnancy, the goodness is actually hidden within. And so, what is the goodness that we're after? But we got Don is in Kinley, North Carolina. I've never had a call from Kinley, North Carolina. So, Don, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning.
Good morning. I am just ready to share with you what came to my mind. It's in a situation where I prayed for a man. I cast the devil out of him. I prophesied over him. And when I heard part of the prophecy, I just about was elated. I worship the Lord. I thank the Lord. And a good 20 minutes goes by. And when you've thanked and you've prayed and you've praised and you've given out all of that, there's nothing. And so you're just don't know what to do. And you wait a little longer and wait a little longer. And then you finally begin to see a mouse's breath come into the man, and it gets larger and larger over a very long period of time, and you don't know what to do next. And I went back to sleep. when I woke up, he was up walking around. And the thing that you need to know is that you did not do that. And in knowing that, forever, when you forget it, there's a Holy Spirit that says, hey, hello. So you know. There's the knowing. But he knows us even more.
That is beautiful, Dawn. You couldn't be more right, Ryan. It's going to be him. It's going to be him. That's absolutely amazing.
And there's always a smile. There's always a smile waiting for us. The times when it's going to be angry is just because of frustration, but that doesn't last long.
Yeah, you're right, Don. I am so grateful. But I got to know, where is Kinley, North Carolina?
10, 15 minutes up from Smithfield, up 95 toward Wilson.
Oh,
my awesome. Mother just got evicted from here, and we're in Raleigh looking for a place where we can be, where I can take care of my mother. She's in.
I am so sorry, Don. Hang on for me. I got to go to a break, but we'll be right back. We got lots of calls, but you call us 866-34-TRUTH.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest.
Don't hang up today on the Christian Car Guy Show. The story of the man who picked up the phone to call God, and at some point in time, he never hung up. What is your wisdom to help us do that? And you can call us with your story. We would love to hear it. We really, really would. I especially would. 866-348-7884. And when we left for the break, we had Don. In Kinley, North Carolina. Yeah. And Don, is there a way we can pray for your mom? It sounds difficult.
Well, the Lord opened up something that very day for us to go into, but that has to be changed. And so we're just looking for a house where I can take care of my mama. Nothing that's not outrageously expensive.
Well, let's pray right now. Lord, thank you for Don. I thank you so much for his relationship with you. And we just pray, we agree with him that you're going to meet this need for he and his mother and find inexpensive, good housing for them there in North Carolina. We're so grateful for his call again today and his chance to speak out for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're right now in the Cary Apex area at a retirement place that was so outrageously expensive. We have to go. We just cannot do it. Thank you today, Robbie, and thanks for letting us people share what the Lord is doing in so many lives. He's not quitting. He's not hanging up.
I know. I know it. I'm so grateful for you. God bless. Have a great day. Thanks. All right. I need your call, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. What's your wisdom so you go through your day without hanging up? We got John is in Everett, Washington, up early this morning in Washington, the state of Washington.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate
it. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really excited to hear what you have for me, actually.
Well, don't be a silver bullet. I just, 44 years ago when I came to the Lord, one of the first little books I read and was that little Brother Lawrence, Practice to the Presence of God,
Yeah.
And that was when I was young, and now I'm old. But when I was young, I was kind of, it was kind of humorous that he would say, for the first 20 years or so, it was kind of hard just practicing the presence of God, but then it got a little easier, And I thought, okay, well, I'll try practicing that for 20 years and see how it goes. And 40 years later, I could say, yeah, it got a little easier after 40 years of practice.
A little. I like the way you put that.
but it's like Blackaby says, God's always at work all around us. We just have to open our eyes and see where he's working, and if you listen to people, they'll tell you if you listen long enough, how God's working in their lives, and you just you see the world with ask the Lord to let you see the world through His eyes, and you just live in His presence. I don't know. It's like if your best friend happened to be the most influential guy in the world, and he just wanted to be your best buddy and hang out with you all the time, and everywhere you went, he was right by your side, but you never talked to him. You never introduced him to your friend. You just kind of ignore him all the time. That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
I was cabinet maker for most of my, 40 some years, and people thought I was weird because I was talking to God. I'd drop some little screw or something on the floor in the sawdust, and I'd say, I'll never find that, Lord. You got to help me find it. You can see it. I can't. And, thank the Lord all day long. Just be in constant communication with Him. I don't know.
I can see. I can see. I love that. And so, John, it was interesting. Don had mentioned that, it's not necessarily on us as much as, it's on both people in the relationship, right? and then I love what you talk about, Brother Lawrence and Blackaby, in practicing the presence. And I think about all those guys that were obviously watching you talk about the screw in the sawdust, and what an impact that made in there. So for that moment, they got to see, God in that as well. So I'm so grateful for you up there. In Washington, what's the weather like this morning?
Oh, we got a break in the liquid sunshine. It's about the sun's about to come up. But it's beautiful, overcast. The sun breaks to the clouds. In a few minutes, I'll start my Gideon's meeting here at Patty's Egg Nest,
Oh, well, send our greetings from the Christian Car Guy Show this morning. John, thank you. God bless you so much for coming, and I'm so glad. My good friend Bill, he's a devout Gideon. I mean, I can hardly get him here to join me because he's always at the Gideon meetings. That's all great stuff. Great stuff. God bless. Have a great day.
Thanks.
All right. Well, we need your call. We need your story. How do you... Don't hang up. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And so we played that little bite there from 2009, and there was a lot of friction in the car business right then. And interestingly, General Motors was going bankrupt, as was Chrysler. Ford was kind of on the brink, although they escaped it. And it was an interesting thing that people really reevaluated the way they bought cars, and I got an opportunity to speak into the culture a lot at that point in time. I got to be on Fox and Friends one time and talked about how Americans need to buy affordable cars and not go so much into debt. And it was an interesting thing. Through that affliction, there was a lot of good that happened. And so I wonder, as we are now in this time, I find it fascinating. Like, I do a devotion at a retirement home, and every time I go there, they COVID test me, which seemed like a bit of a hassle at one time. But the more I've thought about it, I really, really feel good, because every time I take the COVID test there for a few moments, I know I don't have COVID. Right after you take the test. And so in a way, you realize, wow, there's a relief here. Like, I must be constantly feeling this trauma of whether or not I have this. And so we're, in our own way, we're all afflicted in the culture today, and we'll dig into that. I got another call. I'm very excited to hear about how they don't hang up on God. We need your call. You can call during the break, 866-348-7884.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
It's our quest today on the Christian Car Guy Show to don't hang up. The idea being is we get to the point with God that we never hang up. I mean, how amazingly awesome would that be? And I should mention that today at 1 o'clock on the Truth Network, Amy Cobb is coming on with The Cure, and she has a show called Critical Race Theory, and she's got a movie director, Nina May, is going to be on with her. And then also, I got a prayer request from my friends at Lantern Rescue. You may know I host another radio show called Lantern Rescue, and it's a podcast as well, amazing podcast. And this week, if you heard the episode, it's just one of the most difficult I've ever done, really, because this poor girl that was on the show, who's now 22, began to get abused by her father when she was 4. And when you hear the story, which is outlined there on Lantern Rescue this week, it's just absolutely heartbreaking. But the thing that just stuck in the story, well, that there was some goodness that came out of it. What Satan meant for evil, God meant for good. But the horrific trial that the poor girl had to go through, 4 years of testifying against her father when she was 15. You can imagine somebody that's been abused and then having to relive that over a period of 4 years due to the justice system. I mean, oh my goodness. Well, this week I got a call from Wren, who's with the team at Lantern Rescue, and she said, Robbie, will you please pray? We have a young man who just is finishing up a trial where he was abused by a family member, and he really needs our prayers. And so she said, if you got any live shows this week, would you please share that this young man, we can't obviously share his name, that's been abused, if we could pray for him. So let's all do that just right now. Jesus, thank you that somebody cared enough to help this young man, and we pray for him that you would bring healing, that you would bring your blood across the sin of all that's involved, and that you would give him freedom. And I thank you for people that are out there rescuing him. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And the thing that I think I took away from that interview was what the girl said, that she used to just wonder if anybody cared until one day a teacher did care. But it's kind of like, man, what it means that somebody actually cares, right? And so you calling me just means a whole lot to me, to tell me, you know, how you don't hang up with God. So these people that cared and calling in today, it means so much to me. I have Courtney is in Richmond, Virginia this morning. Courtney, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am amazing, and I am so grateful that I get to hear how you do this.
Oh, good. So I almost hung up on God permanently about a year ago.
Mm.
Lost all hope, almost all hope. And I, you know, I had a personal relationship with God my whole life. And it's funny that when you mentioned about the assault on that young man and young lady, two of my daughters were actually assaulted as well. And so I had really a conflict of, you know, why God, you know, I've been praying for protection and why didn't you protect my daughters? And, you know, I had to go through a whole journey with the Lord, and a good friend of mine at my church asked for a personal encounter with Christ. And I experienced that, not a visual encounter, obviously, but a spiritual encounter. And it lasted for about 2 weeks. He took away all of my anxiety and depression and gave me the peace that, you know, I just can't really describe in words. It's the peace that Scripture talks about that, you know, surpasses all understanding. I'm a single mother, you know, made some bad choices in my life, and I had to go through a journey with that. And that has really drawn me so much closer to the Lord now. I'm never hanging up on Him, never, never, ever again, because He loves us. He loves His children. I know He loves me. He loves my daughters. He will heal them from their traumatic experience. He will heal me from my traumatic experiences and abusive relationships. And I can now, like, make better choices and, you know, use His wisdom in my daily life. And for that reason, just for His love and peace and joy and kindness and mercy and grace, you know, I'll never, ever hang up on the Lord. And I hope, you know, to be that light to other people who want what I have and want to have a relationship with the Lord. So I had to call in today when I heard you say, you know, you never hang up on God. You know, constant fellowship and talking to God and praying and reading the Word is, you know, reading the Word is healing to our flesh, it says. So, you know, that I just had to chime in on that. My trials and tribulations that I've had in my life have really, you know, built my character and my faith in the Lord. And I couldn't be more grateful for him. Just like Paul said, he was grateful for the trials that he went through. They were blessings to him, you know. Happy are those who mourn, the scripture says, and I'm definitely happy, for sure.
So. Well, I am blessed. I mean, your call really made my, I mean, oh my goodness, what courage. and so grateful that you shared, you know, so openly. Because I you know, there's other people out there that yes. are facing all sorts of stuff like that.
There are, and I'm a nurse too, and I take care of other people, and I share my story sometimes when I see that someone's having a hard time. Like, you're not alone. You know, you're not alone. You know, God is with you, and there are people around you that can support you and love you, and, you know, don't ever give up, because God's never given up on you. That's just so important, you know, to share with other people.
That's beautiful. Wow. Wow. I knew it. I knew it. Thank you so much, Courtney. God bless you.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
You calling in so too. Much. Thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. We need your call. You heard this. She had that kind of courage. You can call us, 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884 is the number to call. I need your calls. I don't want to go this alone. I have Carrie is in North Carolina. Carrie, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning. I am doing awesome. I'm excited to hear what you have.
Well, I was actually calling to see if I could connect with the young man that is taking care of his mother. But, you know, your last caller hit it on the head. You know, I almost gave up on God trying to get out of an abusive relationship with a newborn child.
Oh.
And, you know, I just had to turn to him because these men, not all men, but these men, they would chase you to the end of the earth. They really will. And I had to, you know, just pray my way out of it and trust God that he was going to keep us safe through it. So your last caller hit the nail on the head.
Didn't she? And so yes. Did you just then, by the way, because it sounds like, you know, you've had your share. But I missed out on the first words you said about why you called. You wanted to say what now?
I wanted to see if I could connect with the young man that called for prayer with his mother.
With Lantern Rescue, the young man?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, when I put you on hold, I will send you the information where you can connect. And hopefully we can get it from there. So I'm going to put you on hold, and they'll get your phone number. And after the show, it'll be in a couple hours because they do another radio show after this. We will get you that information, okay?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to let you know you're a blessing to me and have been for many years. I'm that mail carrier that always calls you.
Oh, I'm so glad you called today then. Well, thank you, Carrie. God bless. Where do you live?
I'm currently in Oxford.
Okay. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I appreciate you calling in very much. Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. 866. We need your calls. 866-348-7884. I know you've got a story. And, you know, if the Lord's put it on your heart, have the courage. You know, it's you just don't know how your story encourages other people, just like we've seen with people's stories today. You know, what is their wisdom? Where they don't hang up. But I did want to speak to a minute about the affliction of the car business back in 2009. And now we've all got this trauma that we've been dealing with COVID and all the things that have gone on for the last couple of years. I don't have to go over that. But I don't know if you realize that history is kind of repeating itself, that in the roaring 20s, they'd just gotten through World War I. And then they had the Spanish flu, and the next thing you know, everybody went crazy spending money. They spent money on all sorts of stuff and obviously went in tremendous amounts of debt, rose the stock market, you know, all sorts of things happened that led to the Great Depression, right? Because when people are looking for comfort, they reach for food, they reach for things that they buy with money. And the stories I'm hearing out of the car business, they scare me, honestly. People going into crazy amounts of debt, paying figures for cars that just absolutely blow my mind, right? And if you can afford it, I understand, and you need a car. But I would just actually just pray with you that these would be things that you would think about in this affliction and get with God about. So we got more Don't Hang Up. I got more callers. I'm excited about that. And we need your call, 866-348-7884.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest.
Don't hang up.
No, no.
Don't you do it now. Don't hang up.
No.
It is our quest today on the Christian Car Guys Show. Don't hang up on God. How do we get to that spot? 866-348-7884. I'm so blessed by all the wonderful calls. And I got a bunch more to get to. I'm very excited about that. We got Penny is in Port Gamble, Washington. Penny, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning.
Hi, Robbie. I'm so happy to talk to you. I am not a car gal at all.
That's fine.
I can't miss your show. It is the most unique show I've ever come across, and it's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Love the topic today, and I didn't consciously hang up on God. Some time ago, I was just suffering a lot in my life, and I knew the Lord, had known the Lord for a long time. He's been so good to me, but there was so much pain and disappointment, and I'm of the opinion now that God has to kind of crush a Christian to make a good Christian, so the fragrance of Christ comes out.
I like that.
And so I began to embrace that more, but I kind of fell asleep. I got weary. I didn't put the receiver down. I just got tired, and it kind of fell out of my hand and laid on the bed, you know.
I slept, but my heart was awake. I get it, yeah.
Yes, and what happened was I woke up one morning and I heard the Lord say, "Wake up, sleeper," just about that loud inside my spirit. And I thought, I know that voice. That's the Holy Spirit. And he wants me to come, you know, wake up and get back to being his kid. And he really jolted me. And I picked up that receiver and ran with it, and it just became a conversation all day long, never stopped.
Oh, wow. And so it's interesting. It comes back to he did it, right?
Yes, it wasn't me.
But I love that. You know, I've often heard that he breaks the bread before he blesses it. I've heard that one, but I hadn't heard the crushing to get the aroma of Christ. I mean, that's a beautiful picture. I've not
like
heard
a
that.
Rose petal.
Oh, yeah.
He did it with Jacob in his hip, and he did it with Peter and humiliated him. And, you know, it just happens that he has the right to do that to make a Christian.
You know, and it really did it in my life. I had cancer shortly after I became a Christian. And then after that, I got crushed between two cars and was in a wheelchair for a long period of time. And then I had this thing with my brain where they thought the cancer was in my brain. And I had this brain surgery, and I got an staph infection, ended up in the hospital again. And my wife used to say, "We can't go by the hospital without Robbie just finding his way in." And all that to teach, you know, I guess he was just bringing out the aroma. And I've, you know, those were the best of times. Those were the worst of times, you know.
They
just were. So I love it, Penny. I'm so grateful for your call today. I'm not going to forget that. That
awesome.
Is just absolutely beautiful. God bless. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we got John is in Greenwood, South Carolina. So, John, you're on the Christian
lay
Car
up,
Guy
lay, Show. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy. Oh. So I've got a question that also involves a vehicle as well,
okay,
as a testimony. I previously had hung up on the Lord and just barely acknowledged him just for years and years and years because of some sin I saw in churches and some other things. I went to some churches for help and some other individuals, and I saw some just major sin in individuals' lives and, you know, got a glimpse behind the curtain, so to speak, and I just got really angry with God. I had some major health problems. I developed sarcoidosis and a couple of other things, and I had some real breaks with the family, and I just got really even more embittered than I had been. And bitterness is a lot like rust. It's just endemic, and it just keeps going. You know, Neil Young wrote a song called Rust Never Sleeps. Well, bitterness never sleeps, and bitterness is rust of the soul. And so anyway, I'm 64 now. On my 59th birthday, for weeks and months before that, I had been praying, just, Lord, help me. That's all I could pray, is just, Lord, help me. Because I really wanted to get back, and I really wanted to get straight with the Lord. And I was listening, of all things, and I'm jumping around, and this is tangential, I realize that, but I was watching Joyce Myers one day, and I had a little Maltese dog that I had rescued, and I developed just this incredibly deep love for this dog, and this dog was just amazingly intelligent. But we were sitting there watching Joyce Myers, and Joyce Myers was talking about this Maltese that she had, and as soon as she mentioned that she had a Maltese, this little dog, and the dog's name was Baby, Baby jumped up and ran over to the screen and barked as loud as he could when he heard Maltese. And I was watching, and it just you know the Southern expression, it tickled me to death. Well, it literally did. I almost went into hysterics. I almost passed out. I laughed so hard. And the Lord used that to touch my heart. And I started listening to Joyce more, and I'm no big advocate of Joyce Myers. It's just that the Lord spoke to me through her, and he started pulling me back. And on my 59th birthday, he stood over my bed, and essentially, I didn't hear words, as the previous caller said, but the Lord spoke to my spirit, and I felt him in my spirit. And it felt as if he were standing over my bed. I couldn't see his face, but I could feel his robe, so if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah, that's
cool.
And he
said, I release you, except he didn't say it in those words, but he just released me. And it released me from bitterness and anger and so many things about my father. So it was the rust of the spirit that truly is bitterness. Now, here's my quick question, and I can go very quickly on this. I need some advice. I bought a vehicle, I think it was around June 5th of 2020, back when the George Floyd riots were happening, and they were happening in a city near me, and one was supposed to occur that night. I had been just dragged out trying to find a suitable vehicle, and I couldn't find anything. Now, I'm a four-wheel drive guy, and I particularly like Toyota 4Runners, and the only ones I can really afford, these things hold their value more than just about anything else on the market, and they've been selling for above retail for some long time now, and they've even gone up higher than that. Well, I bought it from a guy who was supposed to have a great deal of integrity, and he was in automotive journalism.
You're going to have to go really quick because we've got about 30 seconds.
What would you recommend to deal with massive rust underneath the vehicle? And how would you go about selling it? I can't sell it in good conscience. The guy lied to me and said there was only rust in one small place. How would you deal with that? Because I'm really afraid.
You got to find there's hopefully, you know, there's a lot of Christian body shop operators out there. You got to find somebody that's willing to, that really knows that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they could, like, if you were here in Winston, I could say, oh yeah, come. You need to come see Jerry. But we're going to pray that there's a guy there in Greenwood, that will guide you, or you know, ask a prayer request in your Sunday school class. You know, who knows a guy that can help you, because it really can be stopped. I mean, you know, like God can release you, he can release your Toyota. And that would be the best thing to do, because like you say, you don't want to trade it if you think the frame's going to crack or something.
So, yeah, I couldn't do that in good conscience for brakes or anything. But just remember, rust of the soul is bitterness.
I will. Thank you, John. God bless you. I appreciate your call, as well as all the calls today. Oh, my goodness, John. Thank you. And I'm going to probably remember this show for a long, long time. I had so many amazing calls. So much great wisdom, and I hope for all of us we can not hang up, and that we'll see this affliction sometimes as an opportunity to pick up the phone and give him a call. Remember, slow down. Jesus walked everywhere he went, got it all done in 33 years. Thank you so much for listening and for calling today.
You're listening to the Truth Network. TruthNetwork.com.
This is the Truth Network.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 800-YESWORD, 800-YES-WORD, or give at truthnetwork.com.